In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Children, today we celebrate, or rather have, the something which is called the Greater Litanies. And this is the also the day when we process to give our supplications and requests to God Almighty. Both the Epistle and Gospel today speak how God hears the prayers of His children when they ask from Him the favors, and like a good father gives His children what they ask for. I'll tell you soon why this day is so important for us Catholics, but first I want to mention that today is also the feast day of Saint Mark, the great apostle and evangelist, and from the Holy Scripture, the Gospel which he wrote, based on the tellings of Saint Peter, you can find in Holy Scriptures in your Bibles as the second Gospel, right after that of Saint Matthew. And Saint Mark, after Jesus ascended into heaven, he became a bishop in the ancient Egyptian town called Alexandria, and Alexandria was the center of learning and civilization in the ancient world. And he was a very great preacher who converted many people out from their old and bad habits. But in Alexandria, the pagans, that is, those who worshipped false god, they kept in high honors in an idol named Serapis. And these pagans were quite angry to Saint Mark that he started to preach a new religion, true religion, the religion of Jesus. So these idolaters and pagans saw the opportunity to imprison our holy apostle. They seized him, they treated him most cruelly, and cast him into prison. And when Saint Mark was in prison, the risen Lord appeared to him in the night and addressed him the peaceful words, saying, "Peace be to thee, Mark, my evangelist." And Mark was so touched by this apparition and consolation that he could only pronounce a single word, "Lord," in answering. And we should see from here that it is truly important consolation for us that if the world treats us harshly occasionally as well, as long as we keep saying "Lord" to our Lord Jesus Christ, he will remember us and eventually deliver us from our prison and our worries as well. Saint Mark was delivered in a much better way than just freed from prison. He was martyred and put to death by the pagans, and in this way had truly fulfilled his mission on earth. After saving many souls to Jesus, he also became a saint in heaven. Now, children, why do we have such this great procession on this very day? It's a very great occasion, the Greater Litanies and procession, because they remind us how important and how really crucial for you it is to be a Catholic. If you remember, on Lenten time, our theme was reparation, and that's why we did our little procession today, to do some little reparation from our own sins and the sins of the world, and doing our own little part so that we can show our Lord that we are sorry of our sins, and that we also may one day become his children in heaven. And this procession and the Greater Litanies also show us that we belong to the true Church of Christ, that is, the Catholic Church, because Christians and Catholics have celebrated or have held this day, April 25th, as a day of reparation and penance for centuries and centuries. People don't have this day as penitential day so much anymore. And it is truly a sad thing because even in the midst of this joyful Easter time, everybody should always remember how keenly and how greatly he needs our Lord, and he needs to confess his sins and to show our dear Jesus that he is sorry of his sins. And this day, for many centuries ago, was chosen as the day of supplication and penance, because in the very early centuries, this used to be the day when they celebrated the occasion when Saint Peter, the first pope, first time arrived to Rome. And you remember, children, that we are called Roman Catholics, because Saint Peter, the first pope, was the bishop of Rome, and for all these centuries during which our church, which we loved, all those centuries has always stand firm and is always remained the same, and it has always found its headquarters in Rome. The city of Rome is the place where the bishop, where its bishop and lived, and where he lived, where he led the Catholic Church, and he, the leader, Christ's vicar, is called the Pope. And we are called Roman Catholics because we are the true and faithful to all those true successors of Saint Peter, who spent their time in Rome and where they did many marvelous things. And so in the ancient centuries there was celebrated a great feast in the honor of this arrival of Saint Peter in Rome. And later this was changed, later or rather it was ordered that this day should be kept as a solemn occasion for penance and supplication by all Christians, so that they would show our Lord that they are truly sorry for our sins. Saint Peter himself, he showed great occasions of sorrow, because he was the one who once denied our Lord, and Saint Peter was truly an example in doing penance and shedding tears of repentance. The little procession which we had today was quite easy for us to make, and but we will have a chance to do that three times again next week with the coming of minor litanies. In the past times, they used to walk around the whole day chanting psalms, singing litanies, and going from place to place in pilgrimages and asking God to forgive their sins and to show that they want to get into heaven as well. So, children, I want you to remember from this day that we are Catholics. We are the ones who want to belong to the true Church of Jesus Christ, the Roman Catholic Church. And from this day we also need to remember that we are sinners. We have always done something which offends our dear Jesus, and we want to show him how sorry we are by doing these little extra acts of repentance, so that after this life we might gain into heaven, just like the Holy Mary and Saint Mark and all God's saints got to go. So remember on this day, children, that even though it takes only a little bit of effort to do the penance, it is very important in your lives. If you have success, if you have plenty and richness in your life, little similar like we have now celebration in Easter time, always remember to do little acts of penances, to be kind to everybody and tell them the truth about your religion, the truth about what they need to hear to become children of God themselves. And when you do these acts, you are also a Christian. You are also a Catholic, and truly one of God's own children who will see him in heaven after your death. May God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost.